This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Four teams remain in the NFL playoffs, and that means only four teams left for you to bet on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
That's working. Overtime.
Working a little overtime.
That'll suck some power. Overtime.
Maybe I'll just stay and work overtime.
Overtime again.
Working a little overtime.
OT, overtime, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, Bojo Horseman in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. As always, like I said, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, Bojo Horseman, Bob Jordan in here with you guys hanging out on a Monday. Hey, I'll say it. I have a short-term memory, and I'm not that old. Arguably the greatest divisional playoff weekend of all time. Every game came down to the final play.
The last play.
Three of them came down to visiting kickers, kicking a game-winning field goal in an away stadium, and then one home team winning in overtime on a touchdown, which we'll get into all of that fun stuff because I'm sure you have some hot takes to talk about it. I have some takes just to poke fun at you because I know that you're – it's weird. When you lose, I think you're an honest guy and you kind of shut down. Like, I'm not going to toot my own horn.
Yeah.
Super Bowl 2023 is on the table still, but this year Super Bowl is off. You know, Super Bowl is on for a long time. Super Bowl
you're going to have a hard time getting it.
And it's very depressing, but I'll do what you do and what many people when they lose should do well. I'm just not going to talk about it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, if it gets brought up, we'll talk about it.
You know
what I mean? But I'm not going to be like all this sore loser stuff. You're the worst winner I've ever talked to, though. Like, I was hoping y'all would lose, not because I wanted you to be sad.
Yeah.
I just wanted to have a normal show.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
They win, and I know that this is going to be Chiefs Kingdom Come.
No. We'll talk about it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. Because it was possibly the greatest football game of all time. That is not hyperbole. That is not me speaking as a Chiefs fan.
That Rams-Bucks game was pretty good.
That Rams-Bucks game was really good. That toss to Rams-Bucks?
Yeah.
Rams-Chiefs?
Rams-Bucks.
Oh, you're talking about the playoff game.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you're talking about the I gotcha. I was thinking Chiefs-Rams from a few years back when we combined for like 150 points or something.
No, that sucked. That no defense.
That game rocked. No, that game kind of rocked, too. You liked it. I liked it. It was fun. Cool. We lost that game, too. So,
was the other game that was supposed to be in Mexico?
I believe. Yeah, maybe. I think so.
Kind of racist. You're supposed to be in Mexico, and you're like, no, we're not coming. We're going to play the best football game
ever.
And
it's going
to
be awesome. Everybody in Mexico City is going to be pissed. Yeah, that is what happened.
Was it the pollution or the field conditions or something?
I think
it was the field.
And
it was the field conditions.
It was the field
they
conditions.
They were bad, I believe.
I thought there was a wildfire with smoke in the air or something like that.
It could be both. Could be.
Poor,
I don't know.
I'm not going to try it.
It was Mexico City.
Yeah?
Yeah. What were you about to say?
Por que me as dos, but I don't believe that's how
por it ended. Por que no las dos.
There you go.
Why not both?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah, that's right. But but no. It was a great game. Stafford, he clutched up there at the end.
Yeah, I still think Jared Goff is better in that position, but you know.
We're
just going to have to agree.
You hold on to that take, yeah. Goff in that.
Who played better down the stretch, not in the playoffs? You know what I mean?
True. I mean, what do you say? You know? But
I don't think Goff played any of the games down the stretch.
Not very well.
I think Tim Boyle, perhaps. I can't remember. I didn't watch the game. But whoever beat the Packers.
It was poor. But
how was your weekend, man?
It was pretty sick, man.
We don't need to get into all that just yet.
It
suck.
I watched a bunch of football. But other than that, I was just kind of lazy. What else did I do? I feel like I did something, but I can't think of it.
Anything fun? Anything exciting?
God, not really. Not really. I mean, mainly spent most of my weekend on the couch watching the divisional round.
Yeah, no, I think that's how
I think I watched some movies. I watched like half of Taxi Driver.
It's a good movie.
It was pretty good. We turned it on because I've went back and started Game of Thrones, so I took out, you know, had to, but whatever. I enjoyed the first half. I'll probably finish it sometime
soon. Love, like, Taxi Driver, good movie. Joker, good movie. Honestly, Joker probably in my top, like,
Jodie
20.
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster.
Got Reagan shot.
I understand.
He did so great in Taxi Driver.
I don't condone it. I understand why that dude shot Reagan.
Yeah.
After watching that movie, like, you could not be
obsessed. What a performance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, Joker and movies like that, it's very funny to watch people not get it and like idolize the person.
Yeah.
Like
I think De Niro does a little better job of not being as relatable.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Likable. I mean, was that not like one of the first like anti-hero, but like, you know.
Yeah, just a confusing
sort of.
Yeah.
Like he's the protagonist, but he sucks.
Yeah, he blows.
You know? Like I don't know. That movie came out in the 70s, did it not? I
believe so.
So, I mean, that would be pretty early.
I really like the shots of the city in that movie.
The whole cinematography is very good. When he's driving the taxi and the different shots, you know.
You haven't finished it.
I don't think you're allowed to chop up about a movie.
Until
you don't think so?
No, can't chop it up.
I mean, I don't know.
Me and Bob are going to chop this.
I literally don't even know how it ends.
Chop it up.
I never got Taxi Driver spoiled for me.
This is Tucker's part of the segment.
I don't remember how it ends.
Yeah, we're still talking about my day or my weekend. I mean, Taxi Driver was all right.
I just typed in Taxi Driver and it pulled up job openings.
Oh, okay.
It came out in 76.
76. Shoo. Yeah, I mean, it was good.
I might have to watch that.
De Niro, you know, did well.
Cybill Shepherd is phenomenal. I love
Cybill Shepherd.
Cybill Shepherd.
Who is that?
She's great.
She's the really hot blonde who was the other.
At the political.
Gotcha. Okay.
She's just, everything she's been in, good.
Yeah, she did good. She, you know, that one guy that works at the political place, he's doing good too.
Yep.
Great actor.
Yep.
The guy who played the president candidate, you know, that ends up in his taxi. Spoiler alert.
Huh. What was the dude's name? No, different guy. My bad.
De Niro. It's De Niro.
No, I thought it was. I thought you were talking about Harvey Keitel, and I didn't realize that he played that character.
I don't know who the hell
sure
that is.
I'm pretty sure he played the. Can you?
One of the taxi drivers.
No, can you say the word that Jodie Foster's character would have had to do a lot of business with? Is that a legal word?
I'm pretty sure it is. Starts with a P.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even think Jodie Foster got introduced by the time.
Not pushing that kind of P. But.
I don't think I saw Jodie Foster on screen, to be real with
you.
He
walked with a limp, is what we'll say.
Okay.
Wore a cool suit.
Yep.
Had a cane.
Yep.
And a whole lot of females.
Bunch of them. But,
I want to be like him.
Pretty cool guy, you know? Dressed pretty sweet.
But no, your weekend was good.
It was all right. Yeah, man, I had a good time. You know, secured a job last week, so that's pretty sweet. Pretty good.
Oh, man.
Big congrats.
Not to turn into a ticker show, but Dick Vitale. Stepping away from ESPN for the rest of the season as his doctor has ordered him to rest his vocal cords.
Do we cheer? Mm. Do we clap? Do
no,
we celebrate?
No.
You don't celebrate, but...
Bob, that's a very, very easy way to get on my bad side. There is no Dick Vitale slander.
He does love Dickie V. I'm not a huge Dickie V fan.
Kind of celebrating.
I'm not a huge Dickie V fan, mainly because how he acts when Tennessee plays...
But that's the thing. He acts that way always. He is a
sure.
He is a very biased guy.
But incredibly,
and he has never changed.
Incredibly,
you can't really be biased if you know,
right.
You know what I mean.
I respect
like,
him.
You know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
You wouldn't turn into Bill Walton watching a UCLA game and go, "Man, Bill kind of likes the Bruins." In
yeah,
this one
yeah. No,
bit.
I get it. Yeah, I respect him. He's good at what he does. But I don't want him calling like a Tennessee-Kentucky game at all.
It makes my blood boil. I hate when he commentates Tennessee games because I have to understand where people are coming from.
I'm
like, I guess for other people this sucks. But when you're just watching like it's like what Michigan State beating the snot out of Minnesota or some random game like that somehow becomes a primetime game. Dickie V is the only excitement there is when it's 80-63 with 5 minutes left.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's a good personality.
He's talking about his book, and then someone like does a layup, and, oh, yeah, baby! I can't do a Dick Vitale impression because
that's
how goaty he is. He's that goaty.
That was a bad. That
wasn't
he's that goaty. I do find it funny, though, that, like, I'm assuming he was probably surprised when his doctor was like, Dick, you can't keep doing these games. He's like, What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like I'm just talking. He's like, no, Dick, you yell at the top of your lungs.
You're the only guy that does it, too.
Like, everyone else just calmly talks, and you have never just talked on a microphone once. Like, I don't remember if you remember R.I.P., but I believe his name is Chester Bennington, the lead singer of Linkin Park. Sounds he had to, like, right, step away this from music right, because he was doing too much screamo, and then their next album was just more screamo.
Yep.
And I was like, Chester, honey, you can't.
Is the problem.
Exactly.
He was crawling in the end.
Yeah, he was.
But in the end, it
doesn't really matter.
It really doesn't even matter.
R.I.P. We'll just R.I.P. say that.
Yeah. But Dickie V.
R.I.P.
I mean, what were their doctors really? Have they seen him call a game? I don't think their doctors are sports fans. Because if I...
No, I chop it up with some doctors.
Sure. I actually was at a doctor's office today, and the lady at the counter...
Did she recognize you?
She was a Chiefs fan.
Oh, okay.
So she had no voice.
I don't think she was a Chiefs fan.
Oh, no. She talked to me in depth about the game.
Okay. Fair enough.
You know?
I'm pretty good at, like, if someone's just wearing any team, I'm just like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that move.
Go Packers.
Huge fan of that move. You can make a friend of anybody.
Complimenting t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Today, some lady was just wearing it was actually a really cool t-shirt. I've been trying to find it all day. It was one of those old, like, 1990. You could tell she just bought it at, like, a Wisconsin little, like, gas station that happened to have t-shirts.
A shop on the side of the
street. She saw it, and it was cool. But it was just a kitty cat with a cowboy hat playing an acoustic guitar. And it was the coolest shirt of all time.
Yeah, that's up your
alley. Have sunglasses?
No, that was the coolest part.
Okay.
Because sunglasses.
Like, I think sunglasses, you're trying too hard. That cat was just a cowboy with the blues. A rock and roll cat. I don't want a rock and roll kitty cat.
No.
I want a cat with the blues.
Singing. He spends his time throughout the day ranching, and at night he sings songs by the fire.
He's in his field.
Yeah.
He's in his field lion.
His feline.
Felines. Yeah.
Okay. I like that. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
You could probably find that shirt.
I was workshopping that. I've been Googling all day.
Man, I feel like if you Googled that out or tweeted that out and was like, man, I was trying to find this shirt.
I think it's, I really do
One of those bots will just make it for you.
I think it's, though, like a gas station. Like, it had that vintage look to it. That's what I want. I think it's long gone.
You need the graphic to be a little bit cracked.
Cat playing.
You're Googling this now?
Bob, how was your day, man?
It was pretty good.
How was your weekend?
It was pretty good.
You guys.
We got it. He's going to look for the shirt.
I'm doing
that's
this as a joke, but I forgot we're not on camera. I wasn't really pointing on purpose.
No, that's okay.
It's pretty good. I had to work all weekend.
That sucks.
We were finally busy at work, so, you know.
Okay.
Busy means good.
Busy does mean good for you, so that is pretty good.
Things are starting to...
Nothing worse than showing up to your line of business and just not seeing people.
Right.
And you're just like, oh, I'm here.
Which is kind of how it's been for a couple weeks.
Yeah, that kind of sucks a little bit.
So great news for me.
Everybody, you know, hit up your local eateries, everybody.
Support local.
Go to the local. But
not the big chain ones.
See, sometimes if I really want to support local business, I call like 9 DoorDash orders in and then don't pick up a single one.
Okay.
Because that means the staff get to eat free meals.
Exactly.
Right. So okay.
I got one a couple weeks ago, actually.
Wait, actually, really? I was just telling that as I wasn't
really
paying attention.
That rocks. Joke.
I do remember that, though.
Like a driver just doesn't come pick it up?
It sat there for, 2 hours, but it was reheatable, and I just
I would say that is what, because I've had, I'm lazy. I'm incredibly lazy. And if it's past 6 o'clock, I don't really want to.
Hit the breaking news desk.
Exactly. if the sun has went down, I'm probably not leaving my house. So I DoorDash quite a bit. Many times I've sent a store, you know. It's just not really busy or whatever, and I'll send out an order. And then, 2 hours later, it's like, hey, no one went and picked that up for you, so here's your money back.
I have been at local establishments before and, gone down to place an order and seen, DoorDash orders just sitting over there by the door, and I'm like...
You could.
It's so tempting.
No, you could.
It's so tempting.
I probably shouldn't say this over the air.
I've never done it.
No, every now and then.
I'm probably not going to.
But I've drove for DoorDash a lot and, went and, delivered people's orders. You know how many people I speak to in most, fast food places?
Zero.
None. I walk in, I walk up to their little
hutch,
little shelf they got, and I look, I see a name, and I go, all right. Yeah. I could grab 2, 3, however many I wanted, walk out.
I always liked...
no one questions it. You pick one up, walk out, don't even show them your phone, have nothing
during the height of COVID. There was a couple times, and I'm not ashamed, but I'm not happy about this.
Yeah.
But there was a couple times, obviously, during COVID, most things were to go only, and I was working a job, so I still had to get meals on the way to work or on the way home from work. So I'm ordering, I'm calling in something, and then going and being like, "Hey, this is what it is." But also, when you're calling things in, you don't have one of my favorite parts about going to a restaurant is sitting down, getting a soda or a water, and just reading the menu.
Right.
I don't like half the things on there, but I enjoy just reading how they describe things, like the way that people
look at the pictures,
just the way marketing is on menus. It's a smash cheeseburger instead of a cheeseburger.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like just little things like that. I love. You can't really sit and look at a menu when you're ordering online and calling it in and getting it to go. So a lot of times, I don't want to say a lot, but a couple of times, I think I got a poor order. Like I don't think I lived up to what I could have done during that phone call. Maybe it sounded like a cute girl. Maybe I was just nervous. Maybe anything could happen, but I flopped. You know what I mean?
Right.
I didn't get exactly what I wanted. And I pull up, and every now and then a couple of restaurants, it's just a counter and it has your ticket on it, and like you've already paid online, or like you've already paid and then you go and pick up your food. There was a couple of times where I read the tickets and was like, that's better food, and just took it and walked out.
Yeah, you're like, that's way better than what I ordered.
You got the right idea.
I didn't even know they had that here.
Exactly.
Sick.
They'll
fix it for that other person.
Yeah.
They'll show up and go, hey, my order's not here.
And like you can't
let us make that for you.
You can't
real quick.
Go back to that restaurant, but it was worth the
You totally
meal.
Can. No, you totally can.
Really?
They have no idea who you are or what you did or where you went or who you are. They did not look at the cameras. That was
I wasn't wearing a mask.
Care.
So they knew my face. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. You're recognizable.
I didn't find the shirt I was looking for, but I found a much better shirt.
Okay.
It's a cat playing a guitar with a Santa hat on.
Okay.
That's,
so it's a little, you know.
I'll have a holiday shirt and a regular shirt.
I was about to say, you're going to get both.
Yeah.
You just regular cat throughout the year, December 1st, Santa hat cat.
Bookmark that.
Maybe the day after Thanksgiving you can go Santa hat cat.
Probably, Black Friday.
Day
Black
after
Friday,
Friday,
you
yeah.
wear
Black Friday
yeah.
is my...
That's when you break that one out.
That's when
it's acceptable.
Christmas starts off on Black Friday. I worked Black Friday this year, and all I did was play Christmas music, and people were upset about it. But Christmas starts on Black Friday.
It does, yeah. That's when the tree goes up in a lot of houses.
I don't like
some
the
people,
Christmas before.
So my tree goes
some
down.
Some people put
brother.
Their Christmas like tree up on Thanksgiving. Like those it. People are.
How late is too late to have Christmas decorations up? Because every house in my neighborhood still has decorations up, and it's not that time yet. I think it's still okay.
April.
I was about to say when it starts getting warm.
I'm talking February, unless it's a leap year. Then maybe you got a couple days in March.
Well, that's the thing.
I mean?
I think I would leave mine up until it was like okay, this weekend it's going to be like 65 degrees.
You can't be laying eggs underneath icicles that are like glowing, and you know what I mean.
You can't.
What are you laying eggs
you
for?
Could.
Easter.
Oh, right.
In April.
Or just like.
Well, they're down in April. I already said that. You got to have them down by April. Isn't Easter in April? It is in April, right?
Every now and then it's in March.
I remember hiding.
What?
Eggs.
Yeah, every now and then. There
really?
Yeah. I would argue.
It
I'm
might be in March. Is it in March
now.
This
I think
year?
It might be in March this year.
Like the very end.
Okay.
Like yeah, like it's
it
every now and then March
there.
31st. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's not this year.
Not this year? Bummer.
Easter is the 17th this year. There was a couple years it was in March.
I don't think
I could
that's
be wrong.
How that works.
I could, I'm just going to Google it then. That's my favorite part of this show is just arguing and then just
I mean, maybe it
one.
Is.
Has Easter
It's great for the radio listeners.
Ever
I mean, it's the... It's what the...
It's a good one, Bob.
Thank you.
No. It is... No.
Yeah.
It's the end of April.
2016, March 27th.
How does that even
the
work?
The last time right. Easter fell on March 22nd, earliest possible date was in 1818. And the next time it will be in
1818.
I remember that one.
Did you hear what I said?
What?
The earliest possible date. So the last time it was at its earliest possible date because you have like nine
right.
other holidays that precede it.
Yeah.
Because like there was a whole, like he didn't just like die and come back to life. There was a couple,
there was
just
some days.
Was some
yeah. Good Friday,
events.
A whole deal, yeah.
But the last time Easter fell on a March 22nd, earliest possible date was in 1818. The next time will be in 2285. That's the earliest possible.
Okay.
Earliest possible.
Okay. Okay.
The most recent time Easter came on March, was March 27th. I want to be March, 2016.
Okay.
So it happened.
All right. Okay.
It happened recently.
That's such a wild swing, though.
The earliest in
it's April 24th.
They
this
happened
year.
March 23rd.
It's a whole month.
It's a whole month.
2008, it happened on March 23rd, which is the second earliest date, but it won't happen again until 2116.
So the weeks just, okay.
Stars align, brother.
Right. Okay.
Don't blame me.
How did you know that? That's such a weird
because
thing
it happened
to know.
In 2016. And
I guess
went, whoa, this is weird. And then it was just a memory.
This
I
is
had.
True. I was a senior in high school that year. I wasn't really paying.
I was a freshman. We got off, you know? And I was like, oh, that's cool.
You know, that's when I started becoming a heathen, I would
yeah.
think. I think I missed Easter that year.
2017?
2016.
2016?
Yeah.
I was well into my heathen days at that point.
Yeah. So. I started around that time.
See, I think I'm like Benjamin Button. Benjamin Button.
Okay. Benjamin Button over here.
Benjamin Button.
Okay.
But no.
it's a great movie. We got to make that. Do a skit. Whatever. I like that. That's perfect.
Write that down.
I was about to say, I am writing it down. That's good. That is great stuff right there, Will.
Where that could go.
Benjamin Bussin. That's fantastic, Will. That's really the best thing you've came up with in a long time.
Something about Benjamin Button and aging.
Oh, yeah, no. I think I Benjamin Button my like rebellion in reverse. I was a terrible child.
Okay.
And then like I was kind of okay in high school, and now I'm just like a very...
old man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I respect that. I mean, I'm in my old man years now, too. I don't really do much.
I've always been told...
You'll grow out of them.
Yeah, eventually.
I've always been told I was an old soul, but I thought that was mostly like the racism and sexism. But maybe I just like old music, too.
Yeah. Maybe that's true. Was
that,
you know?
Was that pushing it? I like that.
It was a little hard.
I thought that one was funny.
That one was a little on the nose. But, yeah.
Didn't really pinch you down, whoever said that about you.
Yeah.
It's okay. I called him a slur.
That's right.
I'm an old soul, brother.
Yeah. You could be an old soul like Betty White, though. You know, Betty White was an old soul.
How was your day-to-day, Will?
She was.
No, she was a young soul. That's why she lived so long.
She was a millennial soul. Yeah.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. I've been feeling creative, feeling funny. I will be missing on Wednesday, just preemptively, but Bob and Tucker will take care of you.
We'll be here.
They'll take care of you.
We'll be hanging out. Having a good time.
It was okay. I got sick on Friday. I think that was very evident by the show. I think I mentioned it 30 times that I was just dead on Friday. But I was like, I'm going to do a radio show. We haven't had a full week. I'm gonna pop in, do it. Felt okay on Saturday and then Sunday. I don't know if it was just because I was sick and wasn't doing anything the 2 days before that. I hit a creative stride. I've been writing and having fun. I've been feeling funny. I think I'm back. I'm still sick.
Well, see, that's,
but I think I'm back.
That's how it goes with the ADHD, though.
Yeah,
you know, you get that.
It's just like depression and different things like that.
Yeah. And then you finally like it stores up. You get like one day where you're like, I got it. I'm doing everything. And then like 2 weeks later, you'll do it again.
And to be like honest or peel back the curtain or at least just. We talk about mental health on this podcast every now and then.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm the happiest I ever am, or, like, the only way I get happy, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Like, I'm not sad when I'm not happy. I'm just a borderline nothing. But, like, which is much more depressing
than it's sad. See, people who don't know think, oh, well, that's all right. No, it sucks.
That
it's bad.
Sucks way
it's
worse.
It's not a good thing.
I'd rather cry, brother.
Yeah.
But no, like, me being happy is if I'm creative. Like, if I create, it just feels productive, and then that makes me smile. So
sure.
It feels nice to be creative. That's why I like doing a radio show with you guys. Tell good jokes, have some fun, even if it's not great radio. It's
something,
you know?
Well, if anything, at the end of the day, we got Benjamin Bussin. Okay,
that's true.
This was a victory,
Nate. We might contracts are in negotiation.
Let's make shirts.
We got Benjamin Bussin.
Let's sell shirts. Okay.
What we should do is take a break. We'll talk about the NFL football, obviously one of the greatest weekends. I got some bookmarks from the NFL weekend I want to talk about as well. Antonio Brown, a couple Bills Chiefs fans, what makes the world go round type of moment, as well as I have a couple hot takes about some things that are going on in the world, going around in the season, as well as a couple of funny stories. And I mean, we got to talk about it was a terrible weekend for the Titans. But someone said, I think it might have been Trey on the drive with Tennessee sports. Sometimes you have to be a sacrificial lamb. And Tennessee basketball wins on Saturday after the Titans lose in big fashion. So we'll talk about that and much, much more. Don't go anywhere. OT, overtime, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, Bob Jordan, Bojo Horseman, BJ, in here with you guys. I'm just going to say as many names as possible every time I talk about this.
Yeah, there's six people here.
Full house.
Yeah.
Sorry, we have to turn away all applicants. We got
I'm training,
someone with multi-personality.
I'm training a guy back here on the board. Yeah, so here's what you got to, and then that guy's over there. Whole bunch of people in here.
Like I said, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios.
We're in here.
Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, Bojo Horseman in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. Like always.
Every day. Here we are. Most days.
So
some
days. Don't promise them.
That's our schedule.
Don't cash a check. What is it?
Don't write a check you can't cash.
Yeah, there.
Your butt can't cash.
But isn't there something with like lips and asses?
I don't know about the lip part.
I don't know.
It's just barbecue, bro.
I don't know. Don't write a check with your lips that your butt can't cash.
I think it's something like that.
Sure. Okay.
So I wasn't. Yeah. There's. Lips
lips
and asses are in everything, brother.
Right.
You know, I'm in a brother mood today, but
brother. Yeah.
Very Hulk of you.
Bengals.
Titans.
Yeah.
It was a game, though. It was a good game.
Evan.
No, it wasn't. That game sucked.
I didn't know it was. It was like, objectively ugly. I'll give you that.
It was terrible.
It was close.
It was, yeah, it was good football. No, that's a bad way. It was a good game. It was bad football. That's a better way to put it.
It was competitive.
I was, however, very, very happy that it was the first game on Saturday. Because I won't lie, it ruined my Saturday night a little bit. It wasn't fun, but it's not like I was doing anything on Saturday. I was watching the next game. And watching Aaron Rodgers lose was kind of fun. That was a very fun game. The block punt for a touchdown. Like, that was sick. You know what I mean?
That was insane.
Being played on Saturday, first game, and then having three of like the best playoff games in a while happen, kind of forgot the Titans lost. You know what I mean? I just immediately wrote them off as they weren't even in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, definitely
Super
the best
Bowl 2023
thing that,
is up next.
The best thing that could have happened to you this weekend, besides the Titans winning.
Yeah.
Because imagine if, you know, they're like, well, they're the one seed, so we're going to give them the Sunday night game. And that's how you ended your weekend. That would have been... That would have really sucked.
We would not be doing a show today.
No. So you got blessed a little bit there.
I did.
A lot of time to let that, you know, sink in. You didn't have to do a show the very next day.
It was very, very nice. I won't lie to you.
Titans fans' tears make me happy.
A lot of Titans fans were saying mean stuff about the Chiefs 2 weeks ago.
You have two teams. Two of them. In the AFC.
But I have a predominant team that I favor.
Two teams, AFC. So you have twice as much odds to make the playoffs. Even make
still
the
didn't.
Make the one
still,
seed.
Still didn't
do anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. I was just ready, honestly.
Calm down with your old ass.
And honestly, late last night into the game, I was ready. I was like, oh, my, it's just going to be a really somber room in here today because I was welcome. I was like, finally, these guys are coming to be on my side. We're all out of the playoffs.
Nope.
The sad piano music. If we both lost.
God, I did.
Whole 45.
I did get to have a great a moment. This was one of our past overtime group messages.
Yes.
Fulkerson, John Fulkerson, Folky.
Okay. You start. I'll go ahead. I'll play devil's
advocate. Folky immediately was like,
"This is." Let me set this up. My stream went out right before the Bills scored that game tying touchdown. So I didn't know what was happening when any of these texts were going on. So
go. So let me see exactly what he said.
I can pull it up faster if you want me
this
to.
This is whenever
he says
this is I have it right now. This is when the Bills scored that touchdown, like at that moment. Folky just said, "Tucker, at least you made the playoffs, man. Me and Alex's team suck." I don't know why I brought Comas into that. Comas is still in here.
Didn't mention me, though, which I was very happy about. He must have forgot the Titans lost,
too. He must have. Comas immediately is like, "Folky, probably not a good time." You know, Folky, Comas came in to support me. And then Folky says
he's... I don't think that was support as much as it was like, there's still time on the clock.
Right.
I think that's what it was.
And he said he was offering support. And then Comas said he needed to at least give me 5 minutes to digest that. But he gave me 5 seconds. And then I didn't respond to any of this. Because I was watching the game. And then Folky says, "I'm just messing with him. Game's not even
over.
You're
doing a great job.
Hey, thanks, man." And then, I got to have that moment after we kicked the field goal. You know, game wasn't over, where I got to say, "What are y'all talking about in here? I'm watching my team play." Felt nice.
Yeah.
To never be dead. I felt dead. That touchdown, I almost turned it off. Came very close.
What a game. From Gabriel Davis,
that
UCF,
guy's nuts.
Josh Heupel, protege.
Okay, well,
let's run with it.
We can.
Did you not see his stats from the past two seasons? Do I need to pull him up if I
this
can
year?
Find him? No.
Or
from
like
his,
in the NFL.
His seasons with the NCAA, Josh Heupel.
UCF? I have not seen. Was he good?
Well, he was pretty decent. I can't find it, but he had like 1,000 yards.
So what you're saying is that said Tillman's about to tear it up in the NFL. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah, 8 catches, 201 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Yep. I will say.
And was just always open when he needed to be open.
Yeah. I will say a lot of the big talk about this game, right, has been how both quarterbacks played a perfect game. And they did. Josh Allen played great. He was slinging that tater all over the field. But a lot of times, it was just the Chiefs secondary being, I mean.
Yeah, on that game-winning touchdown, he just fell when he
He like, knocked it, his feet together and
I
fell
I couldn't
down.
Even tell if it was an ankle breaker because it was a zoomed-out camera, or like he genuinely just tripped and fell. But he went. He was on the ground.
He gave a little bit of a fake, but the way he was shuffling, he just knocked his feet together and fell down. And stuff like that happened.
So I'm just thinking about, because I've had not at any higher, at any close to the stakes of this, but I've had moments like that where I was on a fast break and I just hit a wet spot on the court and ate
it's
it.
Over.
Like, things like that where you just know, like, you're getting benched for the rest of the game, and I didn't play basketball again from that point. You know what I mean? Like you just know, oh, man, it's like a quarterback who knows as soon as he releases the ball. Like, then he sees the linebacker. He's like, okay, that's getting picked. It's just a gut-wrenching, gut-sinking feeling as soon as you hit the ground.
Yeah. I mean, it was over. And stuff like that was happening all night. Whenever Tyrann Mathieu went out, I knew. I mean, it was the second play of the game. And then I turned to my cousin, and I was like, man, they're not going to – like, those young guys back there, like, they can't – like the Honey Badger, like on 85% of the plays, is having to yell at someone and be like, you know, directing traffic in the back end to make sure guys line up where they need to be and have their assignments. Assignments were getting blown all over the field because we didn't have a quarterback on the defense.
And all that being said, and maybe it's just because one guy had an insane game and then you were also feeding Cole Beasley a lot.
Yep.
But talking about you're talking about how poor your own secondary was.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs still only 3 catches, 7 yards.
Oh yeah, I mean, they did their job of trying to limit Stephon Diggs, but still. I mean, you can't have guys just running by themselves.
I mean, you have Emmanuel Sanders, Dawson Knox, Cole Beasley, Gabriel Davis. Like, those are all, like, Davis had his breakout, but, like, those are all guys who are going to get passes thrown their way.
Sure.
But they did a good job on him, at least.
Yeah, I mean, that is what Josh Allen's good at.
5 yards.
Yeah.
Like, they did not let him touch the ball, which, like, it worked. Cause you let everyone else, quite literally.
Everyone. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of times safeties were just letting guys run by their heads, stuff that doesn't happen or hadn't been happening like the last 4 weeks of the season.
I was going to say, it happened at the beginning of the season. We saw that a bunch, but the pressure started to get home, made it a little easier to create chaos.
Yeah, and like we had a full unit and everybody was back and like learning their assignments and stuff like that. I don't know, taking Tyrann Mathieu out of that like really just pulled a little link out of our chain and made us a lot weaker.
What also really sucked was Joe Burrow didn't throw a single touchdown. He threw an interception. We sacked him 9 times.
Nine times.
But Ryan Tannehill threw three god-awful interceptions.
That last one, man, that's...
And, like, I'm not
that's
even...
That's the definition of forcing
I'm pass. Not a... Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not a Tannehill defender by any means. I'm also not a Tannehill hater by any means.
Yeah.
I'm right there of, like, he gets the job done with what we need to do.
Sure. That was
all three of those were his fault. Like, you can't throw that pass, especially when you watch the All 22 and you have just a tight end just right at the first down marker almost.
Yeah, where I mean,
you don't need
up
a first
field.
Down either.
No. It was what, second down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are
you breaking down the All 22?
I was just watching clips.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not breaking it down by any means.
I
like
looking at the All 22.
I didn't search it out, but like if I catch an All 22 timeline vid, I'm going to watch the 2 minutes.
I watched the national championship on the All 22. I love the All
22.
You're
a nerd.
I like being able to see the field.
I hate being zoomed out like that.
Okay. That's what I
want to
see.
I want them to give me what I need to watch.
Right,
you know
but
what
whenever
I mean?
Nothing's worse
you can't
than like,
doodle on the All 22. I want to see little doodles.
Oh,
give
you
want to
see that. Okay, you need that. Telestrator. Yeah, Telecaster is a...
That's a guitar.
I would love to see one. You know, maybe Romo bust one out one day, play the guitar.
Dude, scratch the whole entire halftime show. Let Jim Irsay perform.
That would be so sick.
Just happy National Hat Day, y'all.
And he's just killing it.
Doped up.
Oh, yeah. Dome's open. You know, roof's open. He likes that. But,
On his pain pills.
Yeah, Ryan Tannehill, man... Did not do
Irsay song talking about the, like, that sounds like a blues song Irsay tried to write where he was just like because like there's people who the separation between coming from an artist a writer's perspective of who writes lyrics and tries to write meaningful things, the difference between just someone who writes like just little ditties and catchy tunes and someone who writes songs, who writes masterpieces, which I like to think I'm in that camp
for sure.
You can either say it or you can describe it.
Yep.
That would be a blues song that Jim Irsay just says it, you know what I mean? Got the poppin' pill blues. You know what I mean? Like you
that's
talk about how the pills,
that's a
what
hit.
What the pill.
It's
pills,
just a state
pills
of fact.
Are a candy tab that I took,
right?
And it made my tummy hurt. You know what I mean? Like that's better.
I got you. Okay, you like a little more nuance, a little metaphor.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. All right. I mean, I can respect that. But yeah, Tannehill pretty much did the worst for his image all weekend, right?
You got to get rid of him.
You think so?
Completely.
I mean, I said fire Vrabel at the beginning of the season, so maybe not. But
maybe
but yeah,
not.
At least look.
Who's better out there?
there's got to be some guys you can maybe throw some money at.
Who you going to get?
And like, I want to pay AJ. I want to pay Derek. I'm sure they probably are already doing it. But like, you got to pay a certain amount of guys. But at the same time, there's not like.
Go get Gardner Minshew.
Like, no. No? Jeffrey Simmons, I want to keep. David Long, I want to keep. Like, there's some guys on the defense I would want to keep.
You got to keep most of your guys on the defense.
But our defense also sucks. Like, there's. Their defensive line.
Your defense is in a weird space.
But our secondary is like the worst secondary I've ever seen.
Sure.
Like, we played pretty decent, but we also still gave up 348 yards.
Yeah.
He got sacked 9 times, and he threw for almost 350.
Yeah, you need to keep your linebackers in your D-line. You need to rework your secondary. But you probably need to still keep, Kevin Byard? Is he still good?
What team has great secondary nowadays, though? I mean,
Bills?
How many teams out there? Bills, I mean, Rams. I mean, who else?
Not the damn
Like, there's just not many teams out there that have great secondaries.
Not right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'd be better with a quarterback, but at the same time, like...
I'm saying it's just a challenge.
That's true.
It's really hard.
The Bucs have a good secondary.
No, they had, like, the worst secondary statistically all year.
They get a lot of picks, do they not?
Yeah, I guess, but they were 30 when they signed Richard Sherman, they were 32nd in the league.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, bad. That's why Tom Brady was throwing the ball so much this year and had so many great stats because they were getting in scoring games.
I was more of thinking just Winfield Jr., really.
Yeah. I mean, Carlton Davis.
He's really good.
Carlton Davis is pretty good. Devin White is pretty good.
He did get cooked the other night, though, a couple times.
What was I going to type? Oh, free agent quarterbacks. That's what I was going to type.
Well, I mean, Aaron Rodgers may be available.
I'd take him.
You know, he may be on the trade block.
No, I wouldn't take him.
You would not take him because he's only going to throw it to A.J. Brown.
Yeah, and he lies.
And he does lie, and he's a jerk.
Why would I take a liar on my team? Oh, 2022 free agent tracker. First name on here, and it's the name I want. Age 39.8.
39? Frank Gore?
Give me Ben Roethlisberger under center.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Over under how many
that
rushing
would be
yards
the worst.
Did Big Ben? Over under how many rushing yards did Big Ben have this year?
16.
Yeah, I'll set it at that's right. I'll set that. I'll take the under.
You would be a good betting man. What if I set it at 3.5?
Under. He's at -5 yards.
He had five yards.
He had rushing. 5 yards?
How many touchdowns did he have?
Rushing
touchdown? 10. Rushing?
He had one. He had one.
Oh, I thought you were thinking pass.
No. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a name, but he just got injured. Andy Dalton, Cam Newton, Tyrod Taylor. If they let Jameis Winston go.
Cap still
I now? Said it earlier. Jameis Winston is my number one.
Jameis would be
He's good. My white horse.
Jameis would be
Is that
fine.
It? White elephant. He's my white elephant.
White knight.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, he's what I want.
Okay.
He's
your white whale.
White whale?
White whale.
It's the white whale.
That's it.
Captain Ahab
That's
was after
it.
The white
that
whale. Moby Dick.
Thank you,
Moby Dick is the white whale.
Thank white you, elephant is Yankee Swap.
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah. You said white elephant, and I was like, it's not Christmas.
That's definitely not.
That is not what you need. Okay. But yeah, Titans. That was tough. That
Chad
was
Henne.
Chad Henne?
Mike Glennon.
You don't want Cap?
He's not on this list. I'm just reading off the list. But no.
I don't think you want him anymore.
Sorry. I'm a progressive.
Maybe that second year after he was out of the league, you know, get him in shape. What I'd say he's probably a little far gone
maybe,
now.
Maybe
right?
It's too late.
If I'm him, I've not touched a weight ever since.
Maybe bring him in victory formation strictly.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Just because he's good at that.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. That's fun. That's a fun little idea. Who else is out there that you could float around for?
Dobbs.
I mean, you immediately shot down Gardner Minshew, but Gardner Minshew's not bad.
He's not bad. I don't want, no.
Nick Foles.
I want an upgrade from Ryan Tannehill. I'm not taking a downgrade from Ryan Tannehill.
You want a project that maybe might work out?
No, if we get a project that's in the draft. I don't want to touch
okay.
a project.
You don't draft anyone this year, do you? At quarterback?
Sneak someone.
It's pretty weak.
Is Trubisky floating around? Because, I mean, A.J. Brown and Julio seem pretty hard to overthrow.
Trubisky
could be a name.
He got the
but is he better than Tannehill? But is he better than Tannehill?
Bro, they're like 6'5". How do you overthrow them?
Yeah, give me Tim Boyle or bust.
There you go. That's what you need.
No, I really do want Jameis.
Go trade for Taylor Heineke.
I don't think that. No,
you thought about it for a second.
I did for a second.
For a second,
did,
you were
I
like, he can
second.
Scramble a little bit sometimes
best,
and dive for the pylon.
But if
the best Jameis Winston is a neutered Jameis Winston, which is what they would do with Derrick Henry.
I think they're smart enough though to be able to coach around Jameis though, and I'm fine. Problem with Ryan Tannehill is he throws interceptions and doesn't throw hardly any touchdowns at all. It's all relying on the scoring, mainly on Derrick Henry, it feels like. And I could be wrong, because I'm not I'm a football watcher.
He throws a lot of
touchdowns. I'm not a football guy. You know what I mean? I'm a football watcher. I enjoy football, but I don't know the X's and O's and the ins and outs, so I could be wrong on this.
He's just, his biggest problem
Jameis Winston will throw 50 and 30. I would rather have 50 and 30, 30. Than 30 and 20.
Well, he threw 30 and 30. We know he threw 30 and 30.
Mm-hmm. I'd be fine with 50 and 30 is what I'm saying.
Well, I'm sure you would be fine with 50 touchdowns. Yeah? That's a good, that's a solid year. Yeah.
Maybe bring back AP.
Okay. Maybe that's the problem. That's why you didn't make a run this year.
God, I hope
he's dying on that hill.
What sucks about Tannehill, though, is like.
There, I can't remember who said it, but someone tweeted out and was like, listen, people are doubting him. Like, it was a serious tweet. It was just some random account. And he was like, Adrian Peterson has better career statistics than Derrick Henry. And I thought that was the funniest thing I ever read. And I've been running with it ever since. Because it's true.
Better career statistics?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He's like 40 years old.
You can't argue with that.
No, I mean, he's right. Sure.
Who's more likely to get in the Hall of Fame?
Agreed. You know agreed. What I mean? Agreed.
If their both careers ended today.
Yeah. Who's getting the Hall? Adrian Peterson or Derrick Henry? Today. Not in 6 years, 7 years. Today.
This is a fun NFL segment.
It was pretty good.
Talk a little more NFL. We got to break down the Rams and the Bucks and the 49ers and the Packers. Who cares about the NFC, man? Both our teams played this week. That's what I like talking about.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about the NFC
here
in a second. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. OTOT overtime live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Quick segment here. Quick hit. That's what we're going to call that one. 49ers Packers. It's fun to see Aaron Rodgers lose. And I mean,
it was pretty cool.
Special teams, not a concern for them, I guess, nowadays.
Guess not.
They had 10 men on the game winning field goal after getting a blocked punt for a touchdown to win the ball game.
Not a good look.
Wild game. Very fun game.
Yeah. A lot of bad stuff coming out about Aaron Rodgers. Just
what happened?
Not bad stuff, but just like game on the line. Like he had a guy streaking. Like,
oh, I saw this. Yeah.
I mean, clearly a crossing route, like similar to something that like Tyreek Hill runs, to where he's gonna get to the boundary and still probably. I mean, he's gonna get like 40 yards. I mean, but instead he throws to a double covered, 40 yards down the field, Devontae Adams, and it's an incompletion. I mean, he's smothered. So
it's more of that just Aaron Rodgers thinking he's going to get the call. I bet he was like, oh, this is a pass interference.
I mean, throwing in a double coverage like that, I mean, if that's what he's trying to do, okay. But you got a guy wide open
here. He's not a good quarterback, so that's probably why he did it.
He's
like, oh, I know I can't complete any pass. Let me just get a pass interference call.
True. I think actually he's too good of a quarterback. I think that's the problem. He saw double coverage on Devontae Adams like, nah, I got it. I'll fit it in there somewhere.
Josh Allen had, not to get distracted from game to game, the greatest. That was, and I, again,
on
I'm,
a rope.
I have a very short-term memory. I'm sure there might have been a better throw this year. That was the greatest throw I've ever seen.
Which one?
That the
I mean, he was dialed in.
There was a couple of good ones.
Talk about the one where there was a first down.
He literally threw the dude open. I've never seen that happen. Like, the cornerback wasn't that much beat. He overthrew him. Perfectly, and the guy ran under the ball. It was the 70-yard touchdown.
Right,
to
on first down, yeah.
I guess that was it. I didn't check what down it was.
Yeah,
I'm
that
sorry.
Sucked.
But
yeah.
That was the
first play of the drive.
That was the greatest throw. It was crazy.
It was okay. I'm just kidding. I'm
going to watch it again just so I can say wow on
yeah,
air.
No, it was a great throw. But also, the safety just let him run right by his head
Josh Allen.
Great. You know, he threw it to a wide-open guy.
He was covered. Josh Allen just threw it past him, and the safety didn't, like, keep up. Like he was with him.
If we're thinking of the same play, safety waited way too long and took two steps inside, which I think... No, I'm thinking of the wrong play. I'm thinking of a different play. Never mind.
Sorry, I can't find
I'm thinking
this
of a Stafford
one, I can't
throw.
Find this one play because he had so many great throws.
Man, very mean for them to be showing the Titans final play of that Super Bowl on ESPN. That was mean. It's past it now. They're just showing top postseason heartbreakers. They're on three right now.
Titans were on the other end of one just a second ago on that Music City Miracle.
Yeah, so yeah, it evens out. That was the same run, was it not? Was that not the same year, 99?
It might have been.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that was that run, yeah. That's right.
God, that sucks.
What?
We had such a good play and then such a heartbreak. I'm glad I wasn't alive for that.
Yeah, hearing John Reed talk about it in my time on Talk Sports, it seemed pretty traumatic. You know, he was very young, or he was like a younger kid, and he made it seem like it was like a death in the family.
Probably felt like that.
Had to.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hour two, next.